WBUR Podcast, Boston.
I'm Darryl C. Murphy, and you're listening to The Comment. WBUR Assistant Director for City Space, Candace Springer.
Hello.
Is back.
I'm here.
For the month of February. Candace, what's new?
You know, same old, but Darryl, something's about to happen. Something major.
Uh-oh.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's right.
How do you feel?
You know, Valentine's Day, it's a holiday, you know? I guess I got to order some macarons.
You know? So you're more on the, like, indifferent side.
Yeah, it's not my favorite holiday, but I have a fiance who I must express my
special.
Love to.
Exactly. So. I feel like there are a lot of people out there right now who might be panicking. So today, I bring you options to survive Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Shall we begin?
Where are we starting?
So, the Coolidge always comes through. The Coolidge Corner Theater, they know that people need love. Mm-hmm. So this month, they are doing a whole series called Destination Romance. 8 films. These are tales of passion from different genres and eras and countries, which is kind of cool. And they all kind of have an abroad theme. So, like, we're going somewhere in all of these movies. The one that I want to recommend to everybody is the one that is, like, you get all the bang for your buck. It's called The Before Trilogy. It's a series of 3 movies. Uh-huh. And they're all happening simultaneously, back to back, on February 11th at the Coolidge. Marathon, per se.
So what is the Before Trilogy exactly?
All of the films were directed by Richard Linklater. He is known for Dazed and Confused. He's known for Boyhood. He's that director who's really likes to explore kind of like suburban
life.
Yes, and also like the passage of time. Mm-hmm. So the amazing thing about these 3 movies is they're all focused on a couple. The first movie, they meet for the first time. The second movie is like 9 years later, they've reunited. And the third movie is they're kind of like married and disillusioned. And so it really takes you through that journey of love, starring Ethan Hawke, starring Julie Delpy, from when they were babies to now when they're like, I mean, he really filmed the movies in that sort of sequence of time to really depict what it's like to be in a relationship from that moment that you like, oh, they're so cute, to like that moment where you're like, get out of my
face. Are they going to make it?
Exactly. So we love that they're doing this special marathon. This is almost 5 hours of cinematic excellence. So if you need something to do on a Sunday, this is a perfect pre-Valentine's Day. Like, get your head right. You can have some escapist sort of like romance moment with either a couple or by yourself.
That's a lot of love, though.
It's
5 hours in the movie theater.
It's a lot of love. Or you can just come to one. Maybe you've seen the first one, but you haven't seen the last 2. Mm-hmm. It's 1 ticket for all 3 films. $15.50. I mean, that's a steal.
Yes.
This is why we love our independent cinemas, because they be providing.
Yes, they do. Okay, so that's Coolidge Corner Theater, February 11th, the Before Trilogy Marathon. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
What's next?
I think we need to go on a field trip. We need to go visit a place called Saltburn.
Saltburn?
Yes.
What is that?
Saltburn is a film, actually.
Oh, okay. It's not like a digestive thing.
It's not a digestive thing, although it could be. That, you might have coined a new phrase. But Saltburn is a film directed, written, produced by Emerald Fennell, an amazing director. And it has become kind of like the It movie of 2023 into 2024.
Okay.
So very quickly.
What are we dealing with here?
Let's talk
movie?
About it. It's a black comedy and a psychological thriller.
In one,
starring Barry Keoghan and Jacob Elordi.
Love Barry Keoghan.
You know, the It boys of the moment, the It guys of the moment.
Yo, whenever Barry Keoghan is in something,
you know,
it's going to be chaotic.
Exactly.
I like it.
Darkness will follow.
Oh, yeah.
So it focuses on Oliver, played by Barry, a student at Oxford, who becomes fixated with Felix, played by Jacob Elordi, who's like very rich, wealthy.
Homie from...
He was in Euphoria.
Euphoria.
Yes, exactly. And so Felix starts to like bring Oliver into his wing and then invites him to Saltburn, his family's estate, where a lot of hijinks happen. And hijinks is a really nice way of saying very horrifying events happen.
Okay.
So in the spirit of this amazing movie that is polarizing for many people, you either love it or you hate it. I've never talked to anybody who has, like, said, I'm indifferent. You love it or you hate
it. It's art.
Exactly. Rebel Rebel, a wine bar in Somerville, is doing an evening at Saltburn party on Valentine's Day. So listen, maybe it's a new relationship. You want to do something a little fun. Head to Somerville's Bow Market. Rebel Rebel is an all-women-owned wine bar.
Nice.
They actually were nominated for the James Beard Award for Outstanding Wine Program this year. And they love to do these fun themed events. And Saltburn is just in the consciousness right now. So expect costumes. You're supposed to dress up. The film culminates in this, like, very swanky,
sultry
birthday party. So we're talking, like, tuxedos, antlers, like, maybe some masquerade. I know.
What
like
is
Daryl's
going on?
Face right now is so, like,
tuxedos,
puzzled.
Tuxedos, antlers.
Yes. You got to watch the movie,
this
Daryl.
This is chaotic hijinks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
And it's a wine bar, so
it's
you can get drunk slowly.
Absolutely. They're going to have red wine, hint, hint, and an amazing playlist from all the songs that are featured in the movie, Low, Flo Rida, Mr. Brightside, The Killers, and the smash hit, Murder on the Dance Floor, which became a very popular song after the film came out. Are you picking up what I'm putting down, Daryl? Red wine, Murder on the Dance Floor. I think you need to go home and watch
this
film.
Who's cleaning that up? They both stain. That's the connection I'm making right now.
Maybe think a little deeper than that.
Okay. All right. I just heard a mess.
Anyways, no tickets are required. No reservations. Just head on down to Rebel Rebel. Maybe
free.
Yeah, free 99. Go see the movie, maybe, or watch the movie at home, and then head to the party, and then it'll all click for you.
Okay, so that's an evening at Saltburn. That's at Rebel Rebel Wine Bar in Somerville, and that's at the Bow Market in Somerville.
Yep, exactly.
And that's going to be Wednesday, February 14th, Valentine's Day, at 6 p.m. We're going to take a break, but we'll be right back.
Politics has never been stranger or more online, which is why the politics team at Wired is making a new show, Wired Politics Lab. It's all about how to navigate the endless stream of news and information and what to look out for. Each week on the show, we'll dig into far-right platforms, AI chatbots, influencer campaigns, and so much more. Wired Politics Lab launches Thursday, April 11th. Follow the show wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back with more from Candace Springer. Do you have another one for us?
I do. We're taking you after Valentine's Day. You've survived. You know what you need? You deserve a party. You deserve a dance party.
Hell yeah.
So let's go to Broadway Rave.
What is that?
I know. It is the musical theater dance party celebrating all of the best show tunes and musical theater hits from Broadway at Brighton Music Hall on February 16th. The ultimate karaoke party, the ultimate dance party, the ultimate costume party, because they want you to dress up as all your favorite theater characters.
Yeah.
And then just mix that all up and add Broadway as the theme. And that is what you're expecting here.
Oh, man. You know how many people are probably going to do Hamilton.
Exactly. Exactly. We are not throwing away our shot, Daryl. We are going to get there, and we are going to wrap the entire Hamilton album for 2 hours. This rave, it happens across the country. So it tours. It's not like a uniquely Boston thing.
A rave thing. Like an all-night
yeah.
party. In America. In America.
Oh, my God. Like, yes. Give it to me.
Is that it?
Side story,
this is
baby.
What we're doing all night?
That is exactly what we're doing all night. And we're singing it at the top of our lungs. And we're sweating to death. Yes.
I might go just to see you perform.
Good. I'm going.
Are you getting dressed up?
I've been thinking about it. I'm feeling like...
What's your favorite play?
I'm feeling like a little Tracy Turnblad moment from Hairspray.
Okay, I'm not that familiar with hairspray.
See, but you will learn.
But I think
come
you,
with
I think
me
I
and you will it. Learn. Couple more things to know, just so we're clear. Mm-hmm. 18 plus for this show.
That means it's going to be a good night.
Adults only. And, you know, get your tickets now because there is a early ticket price and then there's a year late ticket mm-hmm. price. So if you want to save a little coins, get your tickets now. $25. Not too bad.
Okay, and what is it again?
It is Broadway Rave.
Broadway Rave. And that's taking place where?
February 16th at Brighton Music Hall.
All right. So, mm-hmm. it's time to bring it on home.
Mm-hmm.
To City Space.
Yes, indeed.
Here at WBUR, right on Commonwealth Avenue.
You got it.
890, to be specific. What do we got going on, Candace?
City Space is also celebrating Valentine's Day for an entire week. So starting February 12th, we've got speed dating.
Okay.
Listen, get off your apps. Come meet someone in real life at City Space. I have to speak to the men out there for a second. This is a monogamous, hetero speed dating night. We had to start somewhere. We've seen a lot of interest in these, and so we're hoping that we can create more of these moving forward for all different types of people. But we're starting with that. And the women are lined up, Daryl.
Mm-hmm.
They
mm-hmm.
are buying tickets.
Okay.
So who do we need to talk to? Gentlemen, if you're out there, if you're 25 to 35, if you're looking to maybe meet someone, come on down to City Space.
Don't embarrass us.
Yeah. Show up.
Act right.
Behave, show up, and I think you'll have a great time and you'll meet a wonderful person. So that's February 12th. We're also doing a really fun event celebrating romance novels at City Space.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, romance novels are having a boom. They're like just flying off the shelves. The sales have never been better. And we want to sort of—
Really?
Yeah, no, truly. I mean, like, all of the different sort of types of stories that are being told to beyond just, you know, your sort of standard traditional, I guess, Bridgerton, right? That's
mm-hmm.
kind of like your standard traditional kind of fare. We've got queer love stories. We've got BIPOC love stories. Really, the genre is
diverse
branching out.
Array.
Exactly. And when you go to these bookstores, you're also seeing that the shelves, there's more romance novels getting stocked on those shelves. So we're going to unpack all of that with three iconic romance novelists. One, Beverly Jenkins, one of the most legendary. She has been in this game for years and years and years. Jasmine Guillory, a very popular contemporary romance novelist, lots of amazing hit books. And Allie Hazelwood, who's kind of newer compared to Jasmine and Beverly, but every single book that she's written has been a huge hit. And she's also created some characters that are non-traditional, like folks who may be on the autism spectrum or,
mm-hmm.
you know, like different sort of, you can see yourselves in these stories of love.
Will Fabio be there?
I would love for Fabio to be there. Fabio, call us. We will make it happen.
Homie had a run. He had a good run.
He did have a run. But again, it's a good point to make because I think what we want to talk about at this event is the evolution
mm-hmm.
of the way that romance was seen, like Fabio
super
being
cheesy.
Kind of like the idealistic image of like romance novel leads
mm-hmm.
to what it looks like now. It's way different. It's more diverse and it's really all encompassing. And so Kalyani Saxena, who is a producer at Here and Now, is going to lead this conversation.
Nice.
She's an avid romance reader herself. We're going to have fun. And I hear we're going to have some Hershey Kisses and some candy and all that good stuff this week. There are more
now
events.
You're talking my language.
Exactly.
I might pop by for some candy.
Let's do it. Trick or treat at City Space, but during Valentine's
That's
Day.
Right. That's right. Well, Candace, that all sounds amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, fellas, speed dating.
Please.
Show up. Do your thing. Act right. Brush your teeth. Wear your deodorant. You know?
A little
that stuff.
Cologne won't hurt, but don't go crazy.
Just a touch. Just
yep.
a touch.
Just a touch.
But seriously, though, you know, Candace, another one for the books. Always a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me. And love yourself, people.
Love yourself first and foremost. Amen. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Common. The Common is produced by Caitlin Harrop and Franny Monahan with help from CCU. It's mixed by Emily Jankowski, Matt Reed, and Paul Vitkus. And it's edited by Samatha Joshi and Ben Brock Johnson with help from Amy Gorell. And our theme music is Me from Hisu. And from the newsroom of WBUR, I am your host, Darryl C. Murphy. I will talk to you soon.